How do you think it was out there today? Do you like the team?
I was very impressed with the tempo those guys had, the level of execution. They were pretty darn good for their first time on a stage. We expected that they would play fast and make some mistakes, but they didn't make too many mistakes.
Kind of a chance to get a look at Brandon Summers and Jeremiah Mazzoli for a lot of people here. How did you get this today?
Jeremiah executed a little bit better. Brandon, we're really trying to work on getting them up to speed on the offensive system. Jeremiah had the advantage that he signed a little bit earlier, so he's more familiar with the nomenclature than Brandon is right now. But we saw some very positive things from Brandon as well. He executed our zone schemes very well, pulled the ball when he was supposed to, and we expect he'll continue to get better.
He's fast. Yeah, I think I didn't see that this week myself, but he's a fast guy.
Relative to us, he is, right? Yeah, no, he has a lot of speed, a lot of quickness, very explosive, a young kid. When you look at his body, probably 2% body fat, takes care of his body very well, works on his explosiveness in the gym a lot, so we expect that he's going to do some very good things on Friday night.
How do you recalibrate or did you do the practice sessions leading up to that first time?
Yes. Now we're going to want a days and we'll become more defined in terms of offense and defense in terms of carding. We're not going to be a lot of offense versus defense. We'll get into more specific things. Right now, game planning and planning for Toronto with a little bit of eye on Calgary. We don't want the guys going in without a game plan. We don't care about the wins and losses. We care about our execution level and the way that we play. So we're going to have more game planning scenarios now.
You giving these guys a day off tomorrow, Kansas State? They deserve it.
They don't get a day off. They get beat. That's it. We're gonna make certain we work them mentally, not physically. We want to move into the second phase of training camp, which is more specific, more defined training camp in terms of offense, defense, and special teams. But it's gonna be a mental day tomorrow, not a physical day.
You look at the cuts anytime soon?
No. The reason why is that we have such a competitive camp. No one has played themselves off the team right now. Friday's going to be very important for us. We have some very tough decisions to make, and hopefully it will become clear as camp goes on without any injuries determining that, but there won't be any cuts.
Did you get a confirmation that Tyler Scott was a broken collarbone?
Yes, he has a broken collarbone. Very good news is that we think that it will be repaired. We expect it back before the season's out, but confirmed collarbone broken.